We know that God gives us peace. Now, her one more time. Will you please state your name from where you're calling? All right. Well, I heard the we're going to turn this call over now to our host, Tiffany. And God bless you. I love you. And this total praise and perfect peace Tuesday, not just today, but always, will give us total praise, where we have total peace and perfect praise. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Willa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. Willa, thank you so much for spiritually seating us and greeting us this morning and giving us that little tag for this Tuesday, Total Praise and Perfect Peace Tuesday. That is so awesome. And as you were saying that, immediately a song came into my head, Total Praise, that song that says, Lord, I will lift my eyes to the hills, knowing my help is coming from you. Your peace you give me in times of the storm. You are the source of my strength. You are the strength of my life. And I will lift up my hands in total praise to you. So this morning, we here on the Master's Call lift up our hands right now, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. Just lift up your hands right now to the Lord and give him praise, because truly he is worthy of our praise. So you have dialed into the Master's Call, and we greet you in the name of Jesus. We greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome, welcome, welcome each one of you who are dialing in. I still hear the chimes coming in on the line, and we welcome each and every single one of you. Thank you for tapping in and dialing in and being persistent and making your way to the Master's Call. The Master's Call, we meet every Monday through Friday at this appointed and divine time, and I'm telling you, God is doing great things in the lives of his people. And we just thank God for this vehicle. If you are visiting for the first time today, we welcome you to the call. And if you missed any of the calls or any of the messages and you want to just go back and see what has been going on since October the 25th of 2010, then visit our website, which is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. If you have any prayer requests, if you have any concerns, if you would like to be an intercessor, a speaker, or you just want information, then we ask you to utilize our email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to you. The vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal Christian-ordained health and wellness company called Artist International. And I'm telling you, Artist International is a phenomenal company. It's a phenomenal business. It's a phenomenal ministry. And I'm telling you, it is transforming now lives all over the world. I just heard Platinum President Marie Preston say that there's over 100 people in Texas who have signed up for Transform 90, and they have already released over 500 pounds. And I'm telling you, that is phenomenal. Not only are we transforming bodies, but we're transforming mind, spirit, souls, finances, whatever it is you need. I'm telling you, you can find it in Artist International. Get back with the person who invited you to this call and ask them to share with you what Artist International is truly about. So we welcome you once again to the Master's Call. My name, if I didn't tell you, it's Tiffany Lauderdale, and I am an artist distributor out here in Inglewood, California, and so happy to greet each one of you this morning. So we're going to go ahead and continue to keep this call moving forward, and I'm going to ask right now if Minister Robin would come to the line right now and open us up in a word of prayer. Are you there, Robin?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Father, we praise you. We honor you, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for this perfect, perfect, perfect peace that we walk in daily. And we will give you total praise, as it has been said, every single day of our lives, Father. We thank you, Lord, that as we go forward this day, you are in charge. You are our master. You are our king. Glory to you in the highest, Lord God. Glory, glory, glory to your name, because you reign forevermore, Lord Jesus. And we thank you right now that the atmosphere is clear. I speak right now to the atmosphere. I speak to the airway. I command you in the name of Jesus to be open. I command you to be clear so God's people can hear the word that will come forward in the name of Jesus. I command and decree that there will not be any disturbances, any obstructions, any hindrances, any calls dropped in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up the founders of this call to you, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for your victorious women of God. We thank you that they are blessed. We thank you that they have your favor. We thank you that their family members are blessed. We thank you, Lord, there's nothing missing in their lives, Father God. And as you continue to use them for your glory, because they are your living epistles being read by men, women, and children, Father, we thank you that you are filling them daily with your wisdom and spiritual knowledge, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family to you, Father. We thank you that they, too, who have always put you first, you've blessed them. They've honored you. Artists International is blessed, Father. We thank you that there's no harm coming to that family, and you surround them, Father God, with advisors that are sold out to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the speaker. We thank you, Lord, that as the word that you downloaded into her, Father God, it is going to be life-changing to each one of us, Father, under the sound of my voice. Father God, we will hear your word. We will do your word. We will be your word. We will live your word. We will eat your word, Father God, and we will be all that you have called us to be, because we are being transformed. Lord, I thank you that she's blessed. She's anointed, she's prosperous, and she's filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the callers, each one of us, Father God, ready to receive your word, planted on good ground in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful prayer, declaring and commanding and aligning our morning up with what thus says the Lord. Thank you, Robin, for that. And we also want to keep in prayer Angela Hill, who is a faithful listener on the Master's Call, whose auntie passed away with a heart attack yesterday. So comfort to the Hill family, and we send our condolences and our sympathy out to you this morning. At this time, I hope you have your pens, your paper, and your Bible, because it is time to hear a word from the Lord. And this speaker this morning who will bring the message is phenomenal. I met her at Extravaganza 2011 out in Vegas, and I'm telling you, she is a mover. She is a kingdom builder. She is a mother. She's doing great things in Chicago. She's an Artist International distributor. She is a cancer conqueror. You hear what I'm saying? She is a woman of God. She is anointed. She is prophetic, and she is on the move for God. So without further delay, this morning I bring to you, it is a privilege and an honor for me to bring to you this morning, none other than Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Evangelist, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me this morning?
Loud and clear. Take it away. Take it away.
God bless you. Giving all honor and glory to God, to my brothers and sisters on the Master Call, and, of course, none other than the mighty women of God who received the mandate to obey God for this call that we gather every morning to give God glory, thanks, and honor early in the morning, none other than the persons of Dr. P.K. Robbins and to Pastor Vanessa, the awesome oracle of God, who we have been so blessed to receive the word of the Lord from her. I do honor and thank the Lord. I was having a little problem getting on the moderator line this morning, but God is good. Got right on through on the other line. So I thank you for that introduction, and I thank God for just another opportunity. I truly do not take it for granted, because we could have many, many, many people, but just to be connected and have an opportunity to speak with you a conquering and overshadowing word that hopefully will bless your lives on this thankful Tuesday, where we are being tested, but we are triumphing in all things that come our way, and that we know that on this thankful Tuesday, oh, glory to God, that we, as we are walking and transforming 90 Tour and Artists International, that God is continuously transforming us for his glory. I'm not going to be before you long, put in the time frame that we always have. Just want to encourage your hearts this morning, knowing that we are, she says, all of us are more than conquerors this morning. We have something, each of us, to always be tested in this life. But I want you to be encouraged today and to know that God is on our side. Who can be against us? That there is no failure in God, therefore there is no failure in you. I want to briefly speak to you from something the Lord dropped in my spirit on last week, because I hear the testimonies, I hear the calls every week, I hear Godmother jumping on and off the plane, Pastor Vanessa, I hear all of you working with businesses, and I just want to let everyone on this call know, regardless of whatever you are doing, that your labor is not in vain. Let me repeat that again. I want to encourage you and let you know that your labor is not in vain. Many times we must remember that. We must remember not to let anything overshadow us or darken or make us feel empty, vain, and hollow on the inside, or have any type of vain regret or emptiness that threatens our belief in Christ. But it behooves us to stand on the word, regardless of what happens, and try to darken your day, whatever comes your way. Know that we are God's light, we are his bridegroom, and we have to always shine the light of this word on whatever our situation is. I want to remind you of the scripture in 1 Corinthians 15 and 18 that says, therefore, my brethren, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Oh, my God. Very familiar scripture. Unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. We repeat that one more time. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I want to encourage you that you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Whatever we are doing in harmony with God's will today, he will not forsake his people. Master callers, I want you to set your sights and remember the good works every morning. You are so faithful to get on this call. Your labor is not in vain. Know that as we continue to understand the discipline that the woman of God has been ministering in our life about the purpose of this love and demonstrating these transforming principles, your labor is not in vain to transform, to have the mind of God. Sometimes things in this earth suit that we wear, the emotions and the things that overtake our spirit, will try to get your mind to go in another direction. But be transparent and ask the Lord, I refuse to lack the substance or get into vain talk in my mind. I refuse to yield to desires of outcomes that are not lining up with this word and be fruitless and have vain attempts in my life. But I want you to know that you are worthy of the vocation in which Jesus Christ has called us today. That there is a reality, as the old people used to say, in serving a true and a living God. That if we stay steadfast, being anchored, that we will be constant and dedicated and depend with a persistence and be single-minded and let this mind that is in Christ Jesus be also in us. Then we know that we shall reap a harvest if we faint not. There are many things that pull on us that we have to abound to our love Friday. Don't unyield yourself to prayer and compromise with spirits that will try to get you devastated. But know that there is a reality in being transparent before the Lord so that he can send pure thoughts your way. Be firm in your faith and confidence that you will rise to the glory and honor, and that you don't have to be ashamed of anything. Because many are the afflictions. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Many, I could speak, as you heard the woman of God say, conquer the afflictions of the righteous. Many are our afflictions, but the Bible, it confers to us that even though there are many afflictions, God delivers us out of them all. So whatever you may be going through today, know therefore, my brethren, that we can be firm and busily occupied in these times in the Lord's work, knowing that it is not fruitless, knowing that our God is a deliverer, knowing that we have to renew this mind and get in a place where we can say, woo, Lord, I will not get weary in well-doing. I will stand on Galatians 6 and 9. For in due season, I know I will reap. I know I'll reap the blessings if I don't give up. Faint not means just don't give up, but be encouraged. I want to encourage you, my friends, this morning to continue in the work of the Lord. When you do so, you will gather the fruits of your labor as you charge forth in your journey in this life. We must build the momentum and watch miracles happen. When your mind transforms to this word, and as she said, you discipline and train yourself, and you rest in the Lord, you will receive the inheritance. You will receive the blessings of the Lord. There is a season you have to rest in God. As Philippians 4 and 6 says, we can't be anxious and worry about anything. But in every situation, we must pray and press in and petition with thanksgiving. Lord, we must present our request to God. In doing this, we will allow God to take up the slack. Philippians 4 and 6 just continues to massage us because there are many things that try to get us anxious and worried. I remember as good as God has been to me, as much as I have conquered and have testified and loved people and prayed just on Sunday and see the hand of God moving even more so on cancer people. The enemy will try to attack your mind in vulnerable times and send a dark shadow. But thank God for his glorious light. There is a reality that we don't have to walk in the things of darkness. because we are the children of the light, you must renew this man when thoughts come to you. Otherwise, you will walk in a vain prayer. See, you don't want your labor not to be in vain, and then you turn around and become a vain person. That is not God's will for us, that we would get out of faith, because when you get out of faith, you get into an egotistical feeling that you are the one. So we don't want to be swollen by the victory, and we don't want to be defeated by what we don't see. Because you step into a vain area outside of the fruit of yielding to the outcome. Let me put it like this. Have you ever seen a vain person? One who has a sense of self-importance all in themselves. They are conceited, and they are swollen by victory, unfit for normal duty. They vain about their clothes. They swollen about things that lack empty pleasure. And God don't want us to walk in this type of vein. But God wants us to know that our labor is not in vain. Because when you take your labor thinking that you're not receiving the desired result of the fruit, then you become vain. And that was not God's intent for us. His intent was that we would rely on the Lord and to not rely on ourselves. Oh, that's a wonderful place to be. I'd rather be in the arms of the Lord and climb back so that he can replenish me and transform me, and it will not be a
I believe we have been disconnected. Minister Gwen, Evangelist Gwen, are you there?
I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're back. Praise God.
Okay, praise the Lord. I don't know what at point you may have lost me. Praise the Lord. But that's just like the enemy, because he's vain. But we know that our labor is not in vain. This is what we're talking about today. There is no success in anything that the enemy will try to put upon us, because God is making us a people to demonstrate his glory. So today, wash your tears and let God wash your soul. For those that sow in tears shall reap with glory and joy. We thank God for working on the inside of you today. For God said that he would heal his people, his life. And I want to thank God because he has given us a way to be connected even on this morning to show his faithfulness. So every day that we get an opportunity to walk in the things of the Lord and to walk in the laws of the Lord and to create a rejoicing, that your enemy will fall by the wayside, whatever your enemy is, whatever you need, I want you to present it with a violent excitement for God so that it will be transformed by the light of his glory. It is a good thing to work in the Lord. It is a good thing that we will get this inheritance if we think not. So this morning, as I was building momentum, I'm going to watch in the following days the continued transformation of God's people through your testimony. For the seeds that we walk in as letting the Lord be our light and our salvation, we'll reap a harvest where we will not fret or be weary, for our work is not in vain. I want to encourage you that you are doing a good work. Do not come down. Don't stop doing good in your turnaround. Don't stop praising and praying as the earlier messages on last week. Don't stop being empowered. Don't stop and don't sleep in your turnaround. I want to encourage you to battle, but keep on building in God. I want you to climb back up and replenish yourself. This morning, keep yourself repentant. Manage yourself, as she says. Don't submit yourself to undisciplined ways, but stay in the word and stay in the light, for your living is not in vain. All of what we are doing, we must not compromise with the things so that we can be unmovable and firm, knowing that our labor is not in vain. So be constant and be encouraged on this morning, knowing that the Lord is on our side. Who can be against us? There's no situation or circumstance that can bring a compulsive thing over you when you walk in the wisdom and the excellency of the light of God. So this morning, you have my permission. You have God's permission to use every power statement and scripture in this word to let your light so shine, so that God may continue to show himself in any shadow of darkness in your heart and overcome you. For therefore God will be given his due respect in your life as you walk in faith and victory. Know that your labor, all that you do, women and men of God on the master's call, is not in vain in the Lord. And I declare and decree blessings over everyone under the sound of my voice. And I thank God for working on the inside, and that you will have the light of the Lord on the outside, is my prayer. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. What a phenomenal word this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, for allowing God to use you in a mighty way with that message. Your labor is not in vain. We thank you for that word from the throne room. And if you missed any part of this message, I mean, I got to call back and listen to it again too. 712-432-1085, pin number 957-677#. 712-432-1085, same pin code number. Oh, wow, what a powerful on-time word. Thank you, Lord. At this time, LaShawn, are you there? Can you come to the line right now and seal this word and this call out in prayer? Are you there, LaShawn?
Amen. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for scrubbing us in the inside so that you shine on our outside. And we definitely thank you, Father, for the glow and shine that guides us to a positive, godly path. First Peter, first chapter 18 through 19 says, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from an ancestor, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." Father God, we come to you thanking you so much for all you have done for us up until today and all the things that you promised us for tomorrow. We thank you, Father God, that you continue to teach us how to be steadfast and immovable, because we know the harvest is ripe and we know that the laborers are few. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you so much for giving us a blessing, so much so that even if we had a million tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Father Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you so much for the founders of the call. We thank you for them saying yes and stretching us, Father Lord God, for enriching, enhancing, and empowering through you, Father Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for giving us a vehicle not only to come together, but to teach people how to transform their bodies, because we know taking care of our bodies is praising you, because we must take care of the temple that you have given us. So we thank you, Father Lord God. We thank you so much for Evangelist Gwen for giving us such an awesome word and an on-time word, for us remembering that we must be steadfast and unmovable, and we need to continue to praise you no matter what. We'd like to thank you so much, Father, Lord God, for giving us the life of Ms. Hill and allowing her to share her times and moments with us. We know that she is present with you right now. So instead of crying and mourning, we are rejoicing in her name. We know that she is celebrating right now. We know that she is excited right now because she is in the presence of you. We thank you, Father. Father, Lord God, we bring to you our prayer request, and we ask that you please continue to watch over Jessica and help her reach her target of her sales. Allow her team to be able to do the things that they need to do in order for them to reach that goal, Father, Lord God, and continue to have her pray and stay immovable towards you, because we know with you all things are possible. She may have asked for 144 sales, but you may give her 1,044 sales, Father, Lord God, because she is faithful with you. We also ask that you please watch over Dr. Barbara. Please watch over her and allow her to be healed and allow her to continue to trust in you while she's in the hospital this week. We know that your hands are already on that doctor that's performing surgery on her. We know that the hands are all over the nurses and all over those who are bringing her food. We know that your hands are all over this, Father God, so we thank you. We also thank you for watching over the children that are testing, have a standardized test this week, those who already tested and those who have tests to come. We ask that you anoint their little minds, keep them focused and concentrating so they could do their absolute best, Father, Lord God. They are your gems, your jewels, and you just watch over them each and every day, and they love you, Father, Lord God, so we thank you. We ask that you watch over those children right now that are being taught by their parents how to hold guns and how to curse and how to be gang members and how to just do things that are not of you. We ask that you please remove them from that situation and not only teach their family to love you, but to teach them to love you as well, for they not know what their parents are teaching them. But we ask that you intercede on those parents you have and bring people in their life that will turn them around from that destruction. We also ask that you please watch over Deacon Carrie Mitchell and help her with preparing for her new adventure and a chapter of her life as she's leaving from Jersey going to Georgia. Father, Lord God, cover that path of 95 and 85 and get her there safely, and allow those who are coming into her life now to embrace her, and those who are not having her in their life anymore, let them remember all the things that she has taught. So, Father, as we close this prayer, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for closing us out in prayer. To you, Minister Robin, thank you for opening us up in prayer. To you, Willa, Minister Willa, thank you so much for greeting us and giving us our tag for today, Total Praise and Perfect Peace Tuesday. And woman of God, Evangelist Gwen Beatty, God bless you, and we thank you for that on-time word from the throne room this morning. And to each of you who have dialed into the call this morning, we thank you for your persistence, and we thank you just for being a part of the TMC family. We also extend happy, happy birthday greetings to one of our intercessors, Miss Tammy Keels. Happy birthday to you, and we know that God is going to do great and mighty things in this next chapter of your life. We love you here on the Master's Call and pray that you would have a glorious birthday in the Lord. Now, as each of you leave from your appointed places this morning, we ask that as you go out that you remember and accept and obey the will of God to be that great minister in the marketplace that you are, and know that your labor is not in vain. Goodbye for now. God bless you.